Hey, this is JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 131, Increase Freedom and Responsibility. So a great quote from Tony Dungy. A man has plenty of opportunities during a season to prove he knows how to do the right thing, even when the right thing is hard. But no one just happens to have the character. It's built into us by a long process. My parents gradually increased my freedom as I demonstrated responsibility because they understood that my character begins with the little things in life. So my question for us as coaches is this. Are we increasing the freedom and responsibility of the players on our team as they are proving themselves? If things are strong in our culture right now and people are bought in, well, how can we up their weight? Right? I tend to think of like character building, just like building any other muscle. It needs to be tested or you're not going to get any stronger. Right? You don't get any stronger bench pressing 50 pounds five times when your max is 300. Now, when we expand responsibilities and freedom, players are going to make mistakes. They're going to mess up. But it's our job as coaches not to save them from their mistakes, but to help them through that struggle. All right? So whatever your responsibilities the players have, the leaders on your team have, how can you expand those responsibilities? Right? So if you've been allowing them to set the focus of your pregame, now give them the responsibility to actually give a pregame pep talk. Right? If you've allowed them to run a drill in practice, right, allow them to plan a new drill. If you allow them to run just a part of practice, allow them to run the whole practice. If you've been asking your players to step up and start to hold each other accountable, well, then give them some timeouts. Give them some timeouts in practice. Allow them to pull everyone together, to teach, to acknowledge that our people are doing something well, or even to point out something they need to fix. If it's in basketball, you can give them a timeout every game and make it their responsibility to use that timeout when they see the team needs it. If you've asked for their opinion, their take on the upcoming opponent, actually now invite them in on a coaching staff meeting for game planning and film breakdown. Let them be fully a part of that process. Just whatever responsibilities you've given them, how can you expand those responsibilities? Remember this, people will not take ownership for anything they don't have responsibility of. So if the only thing you give them responsibility is what color socks they wear on game day, then they will only take ownership if they don't match and they look silly. So we've got to give them ownership responsibilities so they take ownership of things that matter to our team. Now, that's it for today's episode. If you haven't already, please check out my book, Calling Up. I've got loads of different ways that you can give your players more and more responsibilities. I appreciate the support of this podcast. Thanks for listening to it.